And I'm joined by Mr. Wonderful himself, Craig Stevens.
Hello, Bob.
What's happening, homie?
Guess where I was yesterday.
Let's see. Because you have two sons who are into sports, I'm going to say some sort of sporting field.
Well, not a field.
No.
A court.
A court. A basketball game.
Yes.
Okay.
I was at a Knicks game.
You went to a Knicks game yesterday.
At Madison Square Garden.
Really?
Yeah.
You were downstate.
Yes.
The you Knicks, animal you.
The Knicks Celtics. They got their butts kicked. But
yeah, well, that's usually what happens to them.
Yeah, really, this year especially. But it was really cool. I've never been to an NBA game.
I went once years ago when it was the New York Nets at Nassau Coliseum, and Dr. J was playing for them.
Really?
That's how long ago that
was. Yeah, but you got to see
Dr.
Red, J.
That was the, well, I guess technically that, I'd have to ask Jim on this because he's the expert. I think, though, it was still the red, white, and blue ball. Remember
that? Really? That was like ABA when they came out.
Yeah, that was the ABA. So it was mid-70s, 75, 76, yeah. Something like that.
But you got to see him do his stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. I was hoping to see Melo, you know, from the Knicks do his thing, but he did not play yesterday.
Right, and there was some other guy that was supposed to play.
Rose.
That they heard, yeah,
it's
out for the rest of the season.
Well, I don't know if he's out for the rest of the season. I don't know what the deal is. I just know that those are the two big players. You know, Carmelo Anthony went to Syracuse University.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, but it was really cool, nonetheless, to see some of these stars. I got to see, believe it or not, I don't know if you know, Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
But not the one you were thinking of.
No.
Unless you're up to date on basketball, which I know you're not.
No, I haven't followed basketball.
There's another Isaiah Thomas.
You know when I stopped following basketball? When Dr. J got traded from the Nets.
Yeah, that's you said, that's it! And you were done.
I was done.
All right. But Isaiah Thomas, not a relation either.
Uh-huh.
And he's small, like Isaiah Thomas was.
Yeah.
And he's on the Celtics, and he's a... quite a player.
But the other Isaiah Thomas was at some function last week in New York City.
Yeah, well, that's the older Isaiah Thomas who doesn't play anymore.
Right, right. But I know he was credited, that's the wrong word, accused of making the Knicks the farce that they are.
Well,
when he was the GM.
He tried to coach them initially.
Yeah.
And they didn't do well.
And they'll go so nice for Isaiah, no.
But the general manager now is that dude that's got 10 NBA champs. What's his name there?
I used to play for the Knicks way back in the day.
Yeah, I saw
Chicago
him
and LA. And
so, yeah, it was cool. It doesn't matter. I can't think.
No.
I couldn't think of anybody's name, but they have a guy from, I don't know, not Bosnia, but somewhere, you know, he's 7'3".
Wow.
7'3".
Do they call him Tiny?
He's got a weird long last name, but fun to watch, you know? And there were a lot of dunks, and it was cool. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'd never been at an NBA game, and the boys had a good time. And,
yeah, cool.
You know, that's they're big time into basketball, so... Mm-hmm. It was cool. But that led me to something that I had written down a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
Well, I happened to see this. I read a piece on NBA players.
So you were cleaning out your office or your closet at home or something, and you've...
Well, no, I wrote this down to talk to you about it.
Okay.
There's no reason to write it, but I wrote this down a while ago about a piece that I read about NBA players after... The NBA, 60% of NBA players, superstars, lose it all within 5 years.
Really?
After retirement. 60%.
All the millions they make, they blow it all.
Blow it all.
Wow.
Give you an example.
Paternity suits?
A combination of reasons. So there are some of those.
Oh, I know.
Combination of reasons. But, you know, 60% is incredibly high. Scottie Pippen, one of the most famous
Chicago
basketball
Bulls,
players,
$120
million he made in his years in basketball.
Right.
Not counting the endorsements, which oftentimes surpass their salaries.
Right, sure.
Okay, not counting. Bad business investments. He had a $4 million jet.
Wow.
That never flew.
Really?
Never got off the ground.
Not much bang for the buck there.
No. End result... He went bankrupt.
Wow.
Unbelievable. You heard of obviously Dennis Rodman?
Sure.
You know, he made 27 mil. He had a shorter career.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But he had that rock star lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he had a gambling problem,
mm-hmm.
drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he owes over $900,000 in back child support.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll give you another one, another big name, Allen Iverson.
Sure.
Okay. $160 million he made.
Right.
Okay. And but he had, you know, he had to have the big entourage.
Yeah, sure.
The freeloading friends,
yes,
you know, the
yeah.
sucked his finances dry. But here's the thing about Allen Iverson. Even though he was an idiot,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, how do you go through
uh-huh.
all that money?
Mm-hmm.
But his agent, he had a really good agent that he worked, because Allen Iverson made a lot of money from Reebok
right.
as well. And they had what he called a rainy day fund, not mm-hmm. Iverson, but mm-hmm. the agent,
right.
where Reebok kept aside $30 million.
Wow. That's some nice rainy day fund.
Well,
right,
there. But he can't get it until the year 2030.
Ah.
So basically, this agent
mm-hmm.
thought, okay, there's a potential of him blowing it all.
Mm-hmm.
I've made some good money off him.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is, after he blows it all,
yeah.
he's going to, an old man someday,
yeah.
he's going to get 30 mil.
Yeah.
But
if he makes it that far.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
This guy here, Vin Baker, you probably heard, $97 million
mm-hmm.
he made. Tax problems, alcohol problems, friends bleeding him dry.
Mm-hmm.
And the last remaining asset is a Starbucks franchise that he is now the manager of.
Manager?
Yeah,
oh,
he
wow.
manages his own little Starbucks franchise.
Wow.
But he went from $97 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking, you know, you should be able to, he should have been able to do well on $2 million
yeah.
for the rest of his life. Just a few investments.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he's now the manager at
Starbucks,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you another one. This one is more in your wheelhouse.
My wheelhouse.
Baseball.
Ah, yes.
Because then it led into some others. And
uh-huh.
And there's so many more. But basketball stood out because of
the 60%. You're going to start with 60%. Lenny Dykstra?
No. He's, you know, Lenny Dykstra's just got his, you know, he's a gambling fiend and everything mm-hmm. else. Curt Schilling.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my second guess.
Yeah.
Curt Schilling.
He
yes.
made $112 million
mm-hmm.
for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
He went broke.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about Curt Schilling is he did not want to go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to go bankrupt. He wanted to pay off his debts,
mm-hmm.
which is admirable.
Right, right.
You know, and so he actually, in 2013, you might have heard the story,
yeah.
he begged the Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
for the bloody sock
yes.
back.
Yes.
You know, that famous pitching performance.
Right, from the 2004 World
right.
Series.
It was versus the Yankees.
Was the bloody right? sock against the Yankees or was it in the series?
No, it was versus the Yankees.
Okay, so it was in the playoffs.
So, yeah, whatever. And yeah. he wanted it back to auction it off. It,
mm-hmm.
it, they gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
It made $92,000.
Mm-hmm.
Went right to the banks and the people he owed.
Right.
He had an estate sale,
mm-hmm.
and he sold, you know, everything he had. But this is what I mean by the excess. He had a Hummer golf cart.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What, really? You know, he had a baby grand piano.
Uh-huh.
Probably never got played.
Probably didn't play.
But he didn't want to go bankrupt, so that's what he did. But can you mm-hmm. imagine, some of your memorabilia is in the Baseball Hall of Fame, the sacred Baseball
yes.
Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And you've got to beg for it back
mm-hmm.
because of bad money. $112 million.
Wow.
Nothing.
Mm.
So I guess there's a lesson to be learned here, Bob. And that is,
if you're not wise with your investments and you've made a lot of money, and you've blown it all, you're going to wind up living like me.
Well, nobody. Well, right. Nobody learns
Welcome
from it.
Welcome to my world, Scottie right. Pippen.
Right. Nobody learns from it.
No.
You know, again, if you got 60%.
Well, once you've made that mistake, it's not like you're going to go out there and make that kind of money again because you're done.
Right. But nobody learns from it. I don't mean the same person.
The
following
ones,
I mean the others
ones,
that
yeah.
follow.
Yeah.
Because you got 60% of NBA, not
yeah.
just players,
yeah.
superstars.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. That happened to Scottie Pippen. That happened to, I mean, Johnny Damon went broke.
Did he really?
In baseball,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I hadn't heard that.
Mike Pelfrey.
Uh-huh.
all guys with financial problems that made tons of money when they were big-time athletes.
You know who Pelfrey just signed with over the weekend?
Who?
Back with the Mets.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
minor league deal.
Uncle Mike. Oh, minor league. Yeah. So there he is, back in the minors and with not a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, he just came off a $16 million two-year contract, mm-hmm. and he got nothing?
But, well, I don't know about this. Could No. This actually, you know, I don't know. I read this only, mm-hmm. this is only about a month ago.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, too, the biggest joke here. I believe even Larry Bird has had the big time financial problems.
Yeah, that was just last week I saw that.
Mm-hmm. And but Scottie Pippen is the real big standout. $120 million, probably another $200-300 million in endorsements.
Oh, sure, he was on Wheaties and
yeah, you know, and there he is, broke. That's messed up, man.
Yeah, that is.
So, but you know, the thing is too. I guess they now have financial advisors and stuff. Now they have when mm-hmm. young kids get into like the NBA and all, they have to go through a little learning phase. And not here's what you do with your money, but mm-hmm. financial advice, how to do it. And they have guys that have messed up speak to them.
Sure, sure. Daryl Strawberry has done that for Met minor leaguers for years in spring training. Don't do what I did. I did this.
Right.
And he was always open and forthright about it.
Right. So there you go. So I thought that would be apropos.
Ah, good word.
For me to talk about it right after seeing a Knicks game.
Yeah.
There you go.
There it is. How many of those guys will lose it all?
I don't know. You know,
there's
you gotta
a
wonder.
Good chance. You know, 60%. There's a real good chance.
Right. So hopefully that'll go down. You know what it is? A lot of people come from nothing.
Right.
And then they get it, and it's like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, they go nuts.
And they go nuts. And, you know, I don't know, man. All right. Well, that was my little, this is my little, hey, if you ever make it big in the NBA, people,
mm-hmm.
this is my, hey, don't do what they did.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Like anyone from around here is going to make it big in the NBA.
I haven't seen too many 7'3" people around here in my 27 years. It was 27 years yesterday, by the way, that I started here.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew it was on April 1st, which is so fitting,
well,
by the way.
Well, no, it wasn't April 1st because April 1st was a Sunday that year. So it was April 2nd.
No. Still.
It was close.
Yeah, it was close. And very fitting.
A day late and a dollar short.
A dollar short. All right. So do you need any help getting up to the top of the hour, or are you going to be able to do it?
Do you know of any minute 45 tunes that could get me?
No, but what I do want to say then is if I have another minute.
You have another minute.
What I will say is this, that we have a big, big contest drawing tomorrow morning
at this time,
right, with Monster Jam. I don't know if these guys have lost their money.
I don't think the they've made Scottie Pippen money.
No, right, but
they put all the money back into the vehicles.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Just one of those tires cost $1 million, I bet.
Oh, probably,
you know. But the Monster Jam, Monster Truck Racing, Syracuse Carrier Dome, this coming Saturday, April 8th.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a set of those tires and put them on my mom's Buick Park Avenue. What do you think?
Buick Park Avenue with those tires. And wave to people. How are you doing? All right?
I'll be waving down at them as I go through town. Yeah.
But 8 winners will be chosen. That's the key here. 8 winners will get 4 tickets apiece.
Yeah.
And our tickets courtesy of Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center. Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Cork has done this with us 2 years in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, whether you win or not, it's something you should go see because it's wild, it's fun, and in a venue like the Carrier Dome, they've got a lot of room to do their
lunatic
stuff.
Asylum in there.
Absolutely.
This weekend.
But they've got, you know, they've got a lot of room,
mm-hmm.
and that means, you know, they can get up more speed.
Sure.
And get more of the crazy stuff done, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we hope you'll go, but we hope you'll win too. A few more opportunities today and maybe one tomorrow morning with you.
Okay. I'll sneak one in tomorrow. This is WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unit.